From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, you're listening to The Topical. I'm your host, Leslie Price. We at The Topical listened to your feedback last week, and you overwhelmingly said you just weren't getting enough scorching hot news straight off the press. Well, we aim to please. Here are today's top stories. More negative effects brought on by the coronavirus pandemic are coming to light today, as the rapid drop in greenhouse gas emissions has reportedly caused many parts of planet Earth to freeze over. Scientists and economists alike are urging people to get back into their cars and open up factories across the globe so Earth can return to its exceedingly high normal temperatures as soon as possible. And Pornhub has announced they'll be holding a new contest that will allow one user under the age of 18 to view their content. Before this contest, no person under the legal age of 18 has ever been permitted to view the contents of the website, but that's all about to change for one lucky minor. To sign yourself or a loved one up to be a contestant, you can do so at pornhub.com/18. As someone who is of age to view pornographic materials, I think whoever ends up winning this thing is going to be in for a real treat. Can't wait to see who comes out on top. More groundbreaking journalistic enterprises like the ones you just heard after this message from our sponsors, who may or may not actually have something useful to sell you. There's only one way to find out. Our top story today comes from the heavens as Elysian authorities are reporting that Jesus Christ will be transferring to Iowa State University in the fall after getting his grades up. The once academically troubled son of God seems to have finally been able to rehabilitate his image and get his schoolwork up to snuff over the last year at Western Iowa Tech Community College, and he's now ready to move on to the next chapter of his education. We're joined by OPR's Afterlife correspondent Thaddeus Lawson to unpack the big news.
Hi, Leslie. Good to be here.
Thaddeus, this has been a long journey full of ups and downs for the Son of God trying to make the grades and, to be frank, fixing some behavioral problems so he could get into a state or private school.
Right. After graduating St. Peter's High School with a dismal 1.3 grade point average, a lackluster 580 SAT score, and a disorderly conduct arrest for drunkenly urinating on the streets of Gold by his house, he couldn't get accepted into any of his preferred universities. That's when his father started pressuring him to enroll in community college to get back on track.
That wasn't the quick fix his father was hoping for either, correct? I mean, he failed the winter semester at Tech last year because he blew off his business administration final to play Call of Duty.
Right, and then he started his spring semester this year getting kicked out of his welding class when he welded several pipes into a satanic pentagram. Not to mention his outright refusal to stay on his dyslexia medication. So most didn't think he'd get to this point.
So that was the catalyst?
Well, my sources tell me that the Son of God did a lot of small things, like making sure to always sit in the front row and to show up to class with a pencil. But the real wake-up call for him came in February, when his best buddy Nate overdosed on meth at an epic kegger our Lord and Savior threw.
Yeah.
After he found Nate lifeless in a ditch by the house Christ shared with six other roommates, he told those closest to him that he needed to sober up and stop wasting away his life.
The Lord finally sobering up is definitely a step in the right direction. What was his final GPA and grades like for this semester?
Although he got two D's in biology and computer science, he did manage to get an A- in nutrition and a B- in the history of rock and roll, which pulled his GPA up to a 2.8. That's plenty good for Iowa State.
And what's the reaction from the heavens?
God Almighty and all his heavenly hosts are simply ecstatic. They're all just happy that Jesus Christ and his father are taking an early trip to Iowa State to purchase some ISU swag at the bookstore, instead of burying the Son of God with a needle coming out of his arm.
I can't help but ask, and no offense to Iowa State, but why them and not a more storied private school? I mean, this is the Son of God we're talking about. Wouldn't have Brown taken him as a legacy student?
Now, it's my understanding that Jesus wanted to create his own path and had zero interest in following his father's footsteps by going to Brown. Plus, he liked the reasonable out-of-state tuition at Iowa State and their study abroad option in Australia. And as an aspiring radio DJ, he was impressed with Iowa State's communications program and ability to get involved early in the department's student-run radio station.
Well, if Christ is out there listening right now, I know Iowa State has a Sigma Chi chapter, and as a Sigma Chi alum, I welcome you into the family with open arms if you choose to pledge. Trust me, the hazing isn't all that bad. All you have to do is shoot hot sauce into your eyeballs and sodomize a prairie dog. If anyone can survive that, it's got to be you.
Amen.
That's OPR's Thaddeus Lawson, back in a moment.
Hello, it's me, Jamie Lang, and I've got a new podcast, and this time there are no gimmicks. It's just great company. Because the thing is, I realize the reason I love podcasts so much is because they're a great way to connect with people.
Hello, I'm Youngblood.
Joe Brand.
I'm Paloma Faith.
Jay Blades.
Elizabeth Day.
Zara Larson. Casper
Lee. And I'm Great Company.
Great Company.
Great Company.
Great Company.
Apparently.
It's Great Company with me, Jamie Lang. Coming Wednesday, the 27th of March.
Now, you might be asking yourself, Jesus Christ, does this guy ever run out of news to tell us about? And the answer is yes. Yes, I do. Just not right now. Here's what else you need to know today. The CDC is introducing new condensed hand-washing guidelines for people who are already half-assing it at this point. The new set of guidelines recommends 5-ish seconds of light scrubbing without much aim or purpose, including a light rubbing of the back of your hands, assuming you don't have something more important to do. The CDC also conceded that washing under your fingernails was pretty much a lost cause at this point, so just quickly getting the tips of your fingers wet in some cold water will have to do now that everyone has lost interest. And good news for Zoom users, the video conferencing software's latest update now includes a feature that automatically mutes all speakers who don't have anything interesting to say after 10 seconds. Zoom will immediately cut off any person's mic as soon as they make mention of a dream they once had or any of their children's accomplishments, and will silence them for the duration of the virtual meeting. And paid subscribers to the service can even opt to have boring attendees replaced with someone more interesting, like Mario Lopez. Love that guy. And finally, bars and restaurants aren't the only ones being hit hard by the pandemic. Men's Warehouse is also struggling to stay afloat. The popular tailored men's apparel store has announced they'll now be offering discounted measurements of whatever the hell you want, and is urging customers who would like to help support their business to bring something, anything really, down to one of their stores so they can tell you how long, round, or heavy your item is at a generous price. Well, that does it for today's episode of The Topical. I've been your host, Leslie Price. And if you like what you heard today, tune in for more tomorrow when we talk to a 123-year-old woman who isn't going to let the coronavirus stop her from partying with her friends. And don't forget to like and subscribe to The Topical wherever you get your podcast. No. Please don't tell me. I don't care. Seriously. We'll see you tomorrow.